You are now outside Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club, one of the coolest and most legendary jazz clubs in the world, and it has been for about the past 50 years. Recently, it showcased work by unexpected artists such as Martha Reeves from Martha and the Vandellas, Marianne Faithfull, and even Jeff Goldblum, an accomplished pianist when he's not making films. But going back through the decades, from when musicians Ronnie Scott and Pete King opened this, their second venue, in 1965, these walls have heard the voices of some of the most iconic jazz and blues acts of all time. Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, Amy Winehouse, The Who performed the rock opera Tommy for the first time on stage here, Johnny Griffin, Lee Konitz, Ronnie Rollins, Sonny Stitt, Tubby Hayes, Dick Morrissey, Chet Baker, Cassandra Wilson, Prince, Katie Melua, Jamie Callum, Curtis Mayfield, and Jimi Hendrix. This club is also the site of one of rock music's legendary final performances. Eric Burdon, previously the frontman of the Animals, had put together a new band called War, and this new band was having their debut jam session here at Ronnie Scott's on the 15th of September 1970. Eric had asked Jimi Hendrix if he wanted to come down to play with them. Jimmy agreed. However, when he arrived, he was not allowed to play owing to his inebriated and drug-induced state. Eric asked him to come back the next night, which he did, and on the evening of the 16th of September 1970, Jimi Hendrix played his guitar in public for the last time. Within 48 hours, he was dead of a drug overdose at the age of 27. Before you move on, with your back to the club, look directly opposite and you will notice a blue plaque commemorating the fact that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart once lived here. And, as a side note, next door above the bar Italia, coincidentally the subject of a song written by Jarvis Cocker and a popular haunt of the Gallagher brothers and members of Madness, as well as previously David Bowie and Iggy Pop, you will see a plaque for John Logie Baird, the inventor of the television. This really highlights the eclectic style and history of this vibrant London neighborhood. With Ronnie Scott's on your right, continue down Frith Street and take the first right onto Old Compton Street. As you walk down, you'll pass Poppy's Fish and Chips at number 55, our favorite fish and chips in London. Continue walking until you get to Wardour Street and turn left. Continue down, cross Shaftesbury Avenue, and walk until you get to numbers 33 to 37 on your right.